Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give. This is the AAA podcast for July 2018. We are now past the longest day, and the sun has begun to move south. It reached a declination of 23.435 degrees north on the day of the summer solstice. On July the 1st, it will have reached a declination of 23.08 degrees north, and by the end of the month will be at a declination of 18.18 degrees north. This will not have a large effect on the length of daylight. At the beginning of July, the sun will rise around 5 a.m. British Summer Time and will set a little after 9 p.m. British Summer Time, giving around 16 hours with the sun above the horizon. At the end of the month, the sun will rise around 5:30 a.m. British Summer Time and will set around 8:40 p.m. British Summer Time, giving about 15 hours with the sun above the horizon. The rate of change of daylight is at its slowest around the summer and winter solstices, while it is at its fastest around the spring and autumn equinoxes. The speed of the rate of change of daylight is a major feature in triggering hibernation in those animals that sleep away the winter months. The moon will be at last quarter on the 6th of July, will be new on July the 13th, and will reach first quarter on July the 19th and will be full on July the 27th. On the evening of the full moon, there is a total eclipse. Unfortunately, totality begins before moonrise. It will rise around 8:50 p.m. British Summer Time in total eclipse and will have risen to about 10 degrees before totality ends at about 10:15 p.m. British Summer Time. For about an hour after this, the umbra of the Earth's shadow, the darkest central part, will gradually leave the face of the moon. The umbra will leave the moon around 11:20 p.m. British Summer Time. The penumbra, the outer part of the Earth's shadow, will remain until about 20:30 a.m. British Summer Time, but as the moon will remain low in the sky, the penumbra will be difficult to detect. The event will be best observed with binoculars, as they make the shadow easier to detect in the murk of the sky around the horizon. Considering the planets this month, Mercury reaches greatest eastern elongation on the 12th of July and can be seen low in the west-northwestern sky around this date. Midsummer evening apparitions of Mercury are more difficult to observe because, at this time of the year, the ecliptic intersects the horizon at a shallow angle, so planets, which will be close to the ecliptic, will be low in the sky at sunset. Remember not to look for Mercury until the sun is below the horizon. Venus dominates the western sky in the early evening. A telescope will show it to be in a gibbous phase. It is to be found in the constellation of Leo. At the beginning of the month, it sets about an hour and a half after the sun, but as the month progresses, this time shortens to little over an hour. Mars comes to opposition on July the 27th, the same night as the lunar eclipse. It will be shining at -2.8 and will outshine Jupiter, which will only manage -2.2. This apparition will be its closest it has been to the Earth in the past 15 years. At the end of the month, it will be 35.7 million miles from us, when it will present a disk 24.3 arc seconds in diameter. It is to be found among the stars of Capricornus, but unfortunately is very low in the sky, reaching only about 13 degrees above the horizon at our latitudes. This means that atmospheric turbulence is likely to impair the view, so spotting the subtle surface details will be difficult. Nevertheless, a telescope of 150 to 200 millimetres should, with luck, show the major features such as the southern polar cap. Jupiter is visible in the evening in the southwest during the first part of the month, However, it sets increasingly earlier as the month progresses. At the beginning of the month, it sets around 1:40 a.m. British Summer Time, but by the end of the month will set around 11:20 p.m. British Summer Time. At this time of year, the ecliptic, close to which the planet will be found, meets the horizon at a shallow angle. The result of this is that the planet will remain low in the sky for some time before it actually sets. Therefore, it will not be well placed for viewing in the last half of the month. Saturn will be found among the stars of Sagittarius. The constellation is easily recognised low in the south with its famous teapot asterism. Saturn will be found just above the teapot lid. It will present a fine sight in a telescope, given that it passed opposition in late June, and is thus still relatively close to us. Its rings are still fairly well open and should present a fine sight, although its low altitude will, as with Jupiter and Mars, impair the viewing of subtle features. At the beginning of the month, Uranus rises shortly after 1 a.m. British Summer Time, more than 2 hours before the Sun. By the end of the month, it will rise around 11:30 p.m. British Summer Time, around 5 hours before the Sun. It will shine at magnitude plus 5.8 and will be an easy binocular target. It will be found a little to the right and slightly above the circlet of stars that form the tail of Cetus the Whale. It will have a declination around plus 11.6 degrees and a right ascension of around 1 hour 59 minutes. At the beginning of the month, Neptune will rise around 12 midnight British Summer Time, nearly 5 hours before the Sun. By the end of the month, it will rise around 10:20 p.m. British Summer Time, around 6 hours before the Sun. It will shine at magnitude plus 7.8 and will be found in Aquarius, a little below the circlet of stars at the end of the constellation of Pisces. It will be around declination minus 6.3, with a right ascension of 23 hours 11 minutes. That is all for this month. See you in August.